More evidence that Turkey is supporting Al-Qaeda in an attempt to overthrow Syria. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation, which has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging purported leak so far, as it does appear to be a bugging of a highly confidential conversation among top leaders. Justification can be created, they say, to take Syrian land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkey's government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land, if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
In the second hour of tonight's show, we have a guest joining us to talk about, well, a number of different things. I had a listener introduce this gentleman to me. His name is Tom Palladino. He is a scientist and an inventor of the pathogenic cleanse using scalar energy to clean viral pathogens from the body remotely. Now, I'm skeptical, but I figured I'd learn more. He also talks about chakra alignment. I wonder if that's New Age mumbo jumbo, and nutrient therapy remotely. In short, he has healed many people remotely of herpes, hep C, fungal infections, and more within a month of time. He is the biggest thing, according to this listener, to hit the health industry right now, and we're glad to have him joining us for the second hour of tonight's show. Well, we got a lot to get to in this first hour. I will keep the phone lines open if you want to jump in and break any news. 800-313-9443 is our newsbreaker line. 800-313-9443. I've been catching up on some of the current events. Yeah, I heard Kathleen Sebelius. Yeah, the health secretary gal. She, I guess, became a sacrificial lamb today. Is there a story there? Not really. Not really. Oh, listen to this audio. Tell me if you know what this audio is from. And no, it's not Catherine the Witch Sebelius leaving her post. Listen to this audio. Tell me if you can identify it. You ready? Here it goes. Play the clip.
This just in, video from an incident at Mandalay Bay where someone threw something at Hillary Clinton. Take a listen.
Cycling about two. Is that a bat?
She's asking, was that a bat? Now, Action News has learned someone in the audience threw an item at the former first lady. Here's a look at what happened. Actually, we just saw that. Clinton was speaking at the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries convention, and we will have more on today's incident on Action News.
Breaking news. So go nowhere. Breaking news. It was a shoe. Yeah, that's right. It was a shoe. Kudos to that gal. Hillary Clinton, what a scumbag. I don't support violence on these people. Not at all. However, a shoe. Throwing a shoe. Could be worse. So there you go. That was a big story today. Big story. Maybe even bigger of a story in my mind than Catherine Sebelius dropping out. You know what you haven't heard about, I can guarantee it. That's Israel launching a cutting-edge satellite to spy on their Middle Eastern adversaries. RT reported that Israel is very actively engaged in a number of different intel operations. Listen to this, quote, "We continue to increase the vast qualitative and technological advantage over our neighbors," says the defense minister Moshe Yahalon at the launch at a test site in central Israel. "Our ability to continuously reach new levels of accomplishment, as with this launch, is what allows us to live a productive and prosperous life. Blessed is the state and its people." OFEC 10 is the seventh Israeli satellite currently in space, and the first launched by the defense ministry since its predecessor, OFEC 9, 4 years ago. And you know what these other countries see when they see this satellite being launched into space? They say, OFEC. That's the name, OFEC. All right, was that a bad joke? Mr. Producer, did you laugh at all? You didn't laugh at all? OFEC. All right, that's O-F-E-C, folks, or O-F-E-K, rather, okay? OFEC. So, please tell me somebody laughs. Send me an email if you laughed at that. Or is it just myself I'm cracking up here? All right, anyways, back to the serious discussion about this criminal state known as Israel launching cutting-edge satellites to spy on their Middle Eastern adversaries. Apart from Israel, other countries that operate surveillance satellites include the U.S., Russia, China, France, Italy, Britain, South Korea, India, Japan, Ukraine, and Iran. Of these nations, Iran poses the greatest threat to security in the eyes of Israeli officials, who have reportedly insisted that Tehran is on the verge of developing a prototype nuclear weapon. Yeah. Israel also says it plans to use the new satellite to monitor hostile militant groups, presumably such as Hamas and Hezbollah. And maybe they should be monitoring their own criminal activities. Well, I guess that doesn't work. Who's watching the watchers, as they say? So there you go. U.S. military seeks ties with Mongolia as a counterweight to Russia and China. Very interesting geopolitical move that, again, you're not hearing much about in the lamestream media. Pentagon Chief Chuck Hagel Thursday endorsed stronger military ties with Mongolia as it seeks a U.S. partnership as a counterweight to the power neighbors Russia and China. This is extremely strategic and extremely symbolic of the geopolitical chess game that's being played as we speak. The document about this is mostly symbolic, but it's likely to irritate Beijing, which has accused Washington of trying to hold back its rise by cultivating military ties with smaller Asian neighbors. Quote, Hagel said, "A strong U.S.-Mongolia defense relationship is important as part of the American rebalance to the Asia-Pacific region." He calls it a strategic pivot that China has eyed with concern. Now, this is the same Hagel, if I'm not mistaken, Chuck Hagel, yeah, that recently toured a Chinese warship. That Chinese warship, didn't he get a tour of it recently? Or am I hallucinating that having had happened? Maybe. Oh, yeah, where's that missing Malaysian flight? I actually got to hear a lamestream media news update without hearing about it for the first time since it occurred, I think. Hallelujah. Not found, but at least we're not having to hear about it every single minute of every single day. All right. Got a lot more to get to. I'm going to get a glass of fluoride-free water here. I'm feeling a little verklempt. We'll also take your calls, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And again, if you can donate, please, throw a few Federal Reserve notes our way. We're putting it all back into our site and into our operation. I've taken a 9-to-5, and it's been quite hectic. And I'd love to do this full-time, believe me. I'd love to kick the ass of the powers that shouldn't be, but I just don't have enough sponsors, don't have enough donors, and as a result, I've had to put certain things on the back burner that I'd like to continue. So, hey, help me make my dream a reality and combat the powers that shouldn't be.
The Bob Justin Show.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary Clinton had a shoe thrown at her, and Catherine Sebelius dropped off from her post there. All right, now that we got that out of the way, let's get to some important stuff. But first, let's take a call from Gonzalo. Always like hearing from Gonzalo in Toronto. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Same stuff, different night. How are you?
I'm good. I looked up that Hillary Clinton thing you said. I didn't hear your joke that you were speaking of because I just had to look it up. as soon as you spoke of her getting something thrown at, and that was just great.
She kind of did this, she didn't dodge it per se, I think the person straight up missed. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember seeing Bush have the shoe thrown at him from an Iraqi reporter?
I remember that, yeah.
Reminds me of that. I can't wait, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but I can't wait for someone to get lobbed in the head with a shoe. I would never do that personally, but, you know, I can't wait.
You're waiting for the universe to send that,
The universe. I would love the universe to have a karmic shoe thrown at one of these psychopath settings.
Yeah, that's actually the funny part, because there's a video where Hillary Clinton says, I don't remember who it was in reference to, but she says, we came, we saw, he died. And she says it in a quite psychopathic way. And a lot of these individuals really do seem to just share that one trait between them, that they're psychopaths.
What's the definition of a psychopath, Gonzalo?
I'm not sure I'm qualified to answer that, but I would say it's someone who has an amputation when it comes to what seems to be more of a soul connection than anything. If anything, I'd say that they are the incarnation of the ego and fear itself. They're such a void that they can't help but be able to manufacture personas. They're like a persona factory. Anything to feed, they will do. Any form that needs to be taken, they will take. That, to me, would be sort of the definition of a psychopath.
There's a couple of different traits within a psychopath and their psychology, if you will. One is a lack of remorse. It's this idea that no matter what they do, it doesn't matter, because they've disassociated themselves from the repercussions. And our friend Mark Passio really does this more justice than I could ever imagine to do. The other thing is boldness. They have no fear. They have no desire to go down, and therefore they're not worried about it. So they do things in a cocky fashion, for lack of a better way of describing this. And then they're mean. Let me read from the Wikipedia definition here. Meanness, lacking empathy and close attachments with others, disdain of close attachments, use of cruelty to gain empowerment, expletive tendencies, defiance of authority, and destructive excitement seeking. It's about right, huh?
That sounds about right. It's to me, the most fascinating thing about a psychopath is that they are the ultimate human scientists. They love to study us. They fill in the gaps so perfectly. They will look at you. They could analyze every single experience you've been through. They will suck out your weaknesses, and then they'll wear it. They'll wear you like armor.
I think the other thing about a psychopath that comes to mind is that they oftentimes will be that wolf in sheep's clothing. They'll be your best friend. They'll go about things and they'll caress you and they'll mold you and shape you, and they'll do everything to appease you that they possibly can, so that they can, at the end of the day, burn you as hard as violently as possible. And that right there is something that many of these psychopaths that we talk about on the upper level, many of which are puppets. You know, there's puppet psychopaths, and then there's psychopath psychopaths, and then there's, you know, there's all sorts of different levels. There's a hierarchy in my mind of psychopaths. And the idea is that some of these puppet psychopaths, the politicians, they'll smile all day long. They will make jokes. Bill Clinton, I mean, he's a perfect example. He's so charming and he's so clever. And behind the scenes, he's responsible for mass murders, for child rape, and so much more. This is the kind of psychopathic mentality that I think, many of these powers that shouldn't be in body.
Exactly, along with an extremely hyperactive sexuality, which they look very much forward to passing on to us. They love to distort us in any way that is, anything that we hold that is pure, they love to distort. But I just have a quick question, Bob. If someone can't donate to you through PayPal or anything like that, and they would prefer to send you money through an envelope, like a check or something like that, is that okay?
Yeah, that would be fine. Just email me, and I have a P.O. box that I can supply you with. And I appreciate you asking that question, because I don't often solicit for that kind of donation. However, yeah, it's greatly welcomed, and everything helps. So I appreciate you asking about that. And again, you have my email, right, Gonzalo?
Well, last time I just went to the contact area of your website.
Let me give you my direct email, and this can be used by anyone, of course. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com is one that gets me. So it's the name of the show, The Bob Tuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N, show@gmail.com. I'll be happy to supply you with a P.O. box to reach me at. Let me ask you this, though, before I let you go, okay? And this is a hypothetical question. These psychopaths that we were just talking about, let's say that stuff hits the fan finally, and there's this huge influx of angry, hungry people. Now, you would acknowledge, Gonzalo, that they're a minority, meaning the psychopaths. They're a minority. And as a result, they have to propagandize and manipulate the masses through different NLP and that kind of thing, through mind control. That's why they love mind control, because they're such a minority, so they have to use mind control on the masses in order to manipulate and get their way. Okay, but let's say that mind control, and that's why I say this is hypothetical, because it seems that people are pretty stuck in this mind control. Let's say that's lifted. Don't you think that they're scared to death of what's going to happen when the tables are turned? And that's why that mind control exists. That's why they have this police state in place. That's why they have their certain ties on the people.
I think that, yes, they would be very, very afraid. But I believe there's been a time when they've been more so. There has been a time when they've been more afraid. Now it's different. One of the biggest tools you will see them use is technology, without a doubt. They will bring people. They will lure them in with the things that they've grown up with, this idea of, within my lifetime, I will see a new future of mankind, a more technological future. They've brought that up in the new generations. Technology is the other tool. They will sucker us in with that. Now they have their own technology, which they can use. If the tables are turned, they will simply show themselves. But they're still a predator, and they still have other tools. They still have claws and sharp teeth. And beyond that, they still have other methodologies.
Gonzalo, always great talking with you. I think they're possibly so insane. This is the other side of the coin. They're possibly so freaking insane that they don't even realize how in trouble they are if somehow that mind control is lifted. And we're going to hope to make a dent in lifting that mind control with this show. We'll be right back.
Join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
You know, I have yet to get this video up on my interview with Doug Stanhope. Do you know who Doug Stanhope is? He's a comedian. And I ran into him with some friends. He was just walking around, ran into him, and said, "Hey," my buddy was like, "That was Doug Stanhope." I said, "Oh, yeah? Let me talk to him." I said, "Hey, Doug, come here. Let me talk to you for a second. Let me talk to you. I'm Bob Tuscan. Got a nationally syndicated radio show. I want to talk to you about some real things. Some real stuff." So we spoke. And you know what he told me? He told me that he's a fan of eugenics and population control, and he loves it. Absolutely loves it. And wait until you hear the rest of the story. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you care to join me on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Again, next hour we have a guest coming on who will be talking about various healing modalities using scalar technologies where he can supposedly, and I'm a little skeptical and we're about to hear him out, but he can supposedly heal people remotely. I'm skeptical. But we will hear what he has to say. It says his influences are Nikola Tesla and others. And he's been working with the scalar energy for many years now. He was inspired by various healing modalities that were encapsulated in the research and technologies found with Nikola Tesla's work, as well as scalar energy, prana, chi, radiant energy, zero-point energy, orgone, and it goes by several other names as well. We'll get to that in a bit, but first, let's go to the phone lines, as promised. And you can join us, at, like I said, 800-313-9443. Hello, Ed in Kentucky. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Tuskin. How you doing tonight?
Good. It's actually Dr. Tuskin, but that's okay.
Excuse me, Dr.
Thank
Tuskin,
you, sir.
Sorry.
Thank you.
dear doctor, I was hearing your little brief description of your next guest, and if I may be blunt, sir, I trust cannabis oil before I do that.
Yeah, cannabis oil is definitely a proven healing modality.
Oh man, HIV gone, cancer's gone, shrunken.
Well, HIV's not an issue to begin with, but that's a different story, yeah.
Well, you know, just like they gave us LSD in the 60s, I mean, you know, then they give us crack, and, you know, I mean, hey, you gotta help the population kill itself.
Yeah, but they're not doing that with a retrovirus known as HIV. They're doing it with propaganda. HIV is not the cause of AIDS. HIV is a boogeyman. HIV has never been isolated and never been proven to be the cause of what they call AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. HIV, if anything, is just an underlying virus that we have in our systems that has been dormant for thousands of years at the very least. What's really at hand there is ARVs and AZTs and underlying health issues and the death sentence given and malnutrition in Africa, malaria in Africa, lack of access to clean water in Africa, and so on and so forth.
You know what gets me? You see these pictures of supposedly doctors, missionaries in Africa, giving these malnutrition children that need something to eat a shot.
Exactly.
Fricked a shot. The kid needs something to eat. Like, what's that one now? That one company that actually made a product to send over to Ethiopia made with powdered milk, peanut oil, peanut butter, and some other things to where it's like a gel or a paste. And they said it's because of the nutrition that's in it, it would help their malnutrition to help build up their systems. And it's a proven fact. But yet, do they give it to them? No. Let's give them vaccines. Why? Heaven knows what it's got in it. Spin the wheel. Oh, it may have mercury. Oh, HIV. Oh, polio. Oh, cancer. Yes. That's the multiple choice. And because why? They just had some old vials of old polio, so they just responded, put some other ads that to it, and cleaned the warehouse out and said, we did our humanitarian part. Have a nice day. God bless you. And, of course, this is the Johnson & Johnson family.
It really is sick. It really is sick. And now in Africa, I was watching a piece. I played a clip from the show the other day. They're smoking the AIDS drugs.
What?
There's a new trend in Africa where they're stealing the ARVs and they're cutting it with heroin and smoking it.
Free basic HIV with heroin.
HIV medication, wow. Which is, yeah, essentially HIV. It's called Niope. Niope is the name of it. And it's
well,
all
I know you have a I know you have a family-friendly show, sir, and but I call it crazy suicide.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, there are better ways. I mean, I don't know how old you are, Mr. Tustin, but I'm 54.
I'm 15.
Okay. So you remember as well as I do as kids, we grew up with B-52s flying around the Earth 24-7, 365 with nuclear warheads on. We survived literally a nuclear holocaust at any given moment. We got through it. We survived. The economy was going. Had a little bounce, but we bounced back. We didn't hear, if you notice, when we were kids, you never heard that about a national debt. Think about that. As a teenager, we never heard about a national debt. Think about that. This debt all of a sudden pops up after we're 35 and 40 years old that we start hearing about a frickin' debt. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What a blind... We were blindsided. Is it too late? No, because I hope those people in Nevada, and I mean, for one, the people in Nevada have got a big opportunity. One, the Supreme Court has ruled that, one, if the government acts unconstitutional, any law enforcement acts unconstitutional, they have a right to protect themselves and their property. Even if it means coming to blows, they have a right to protect themselves. And that's under Supreme Court ruling. But also, they have the technology, the smartphones and all that stuff to use, which I think you can get a, like aren't most digital cameras, you can hook up to your, straight to your email address. So, let's get this country back and let's get this republic back, and you're doing a great job, Mr. Pence.
We're all trying, man. We're trying to do something about this crappy situation we're in, and it's frustrating, and honestly, a lot of times I'm just using this platform to vent, you know, and that's why I allow callers to call in and join us, because, you know, it's not just me who's frustrated with this situation.
How do you think I feel as a disabled veteran?
Yeah, I bet.
You know, whose father lost half his left lung at Bastogne in war in the Bulge, whose brother was a 4-year POW in Vietnam, who gave up going to college just so I didn't have to register for Selective Service. So how do you think I feel?
Yeah.
And I thank you for your for RBN and shows like yours so I can share and vent too. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the call, Ed. It's good to hear from you. And we'll take more calls in just a moment at 800.
Tell Steve I said hey.
Oh, yeah, I will. Steve will be back, by the way, for those wondering, next week. He's in the middle of some stuff, but he will be back.
Well, tell him I said hey.
I will, Ed. Thank you again. And again, we're going to break, so we will get more calls on the other side of this quick commercial interlude.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS.
EscapeHarassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Next hour, we have a guest joining us to talk about a number of different interesting aspects that, of health and healing that I have never considered before. He talks about how to clean viral pathogens from the body remotely. He also talks about chakra alignment, which might be a little new agey. I'm skeptical of hearing what he does exactly with that. And nutrient therapy remotely. So I guess he looks at a picture of you maybe and is able to heal you. I don't know. But heck, I keep an open mind, folks, because I like learning. I like testing my own notions, my own limited thinking, and that should be what a good thinker does, right? Shouldn't it? So there you go. That's next hour on the Bob Tuscan Show. Again, breaking news if you're just joining us. Hillary Clinton had a shoe thrown at her. Catherine Sebelius stepped down. That's really going to change things, right? That's real. Oh, it's a victory. She stepped down and the healthcare system's fraud and yeah. Sure. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn for you. Got a bridge in Brooklyn for you. What else do we have here? I'm hearing them singing the cleanup song out there. Could you hear that, Mr. Producer? They're singing. I hear my wife and the baby going, clean up, clean up. I haven't heard that song in years. By the way, a lot of those songs are possibly more than what they seem to be on the surface. For instance, my wife is convinced that Ring Around the Rosie, you know, Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posy, she's convinced that has some satanic underlyings. Underlyings? Is that the word I want? I don't know. What's the real news going on right now? While the mainstream media is talking about your girl, Catherine Sebelius, and Hillary Clinton. Your girls, Catherine Sebelius and Hillary Clinton. Two peas in a pod, by the way. What's really going on? Well, did you hear that? This is a piece of good news. The Tennessee Senate unanimously voted to legalize hemp. Now, if they could only just legalize cannabis, we'd be better off. But that's right, yesterday the Tennessee State Senate passed a bill which some supporters consider the strongest pro-hemp legislation in the country. Go Volunteers! House Bill 2445, introduced by Representative Jeremy Fajon, would mandate that the state authorize the growing and production of industrial hemp within Tennessee, effectively nullifying the unconstitutional federal ban on the same. Good for them. The bill reads in part, the department shall issue licenses to persons who apply to the department for a license to grow industrial hemp. Awesome. Kudos. All right, before we get to our next hour's guest, I will try to squeeze in some final phone calls here on the first hour of tonight's show. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll start with Werner in New Brunswick, Canada. Hello, Werner.
Yeah, good evening, Bob. I basically step a little bit ahead, and it concerns your next guest on there about remote healing.
Yeah, do you think it can be done?
Are you familiar with remote viewing?
I am. I wonder if there's a connection.
Major Ed Ames?
Yes, I know of Major Ed Ames, as they've called him in the past, Dr. Doom.
Mm-hmm. I'm
skeptical.
That the military said they had project where they were using remote viewing for spying at the time on the Soviet Union and on their secret research facilities?
I have no doubt, Werner, that exists. I have no doubt. Whether or not it works, whether or not it can be used for healing or to actually manipulate something in our physical reality is a different story. However, I will say I am fascinated by it, and I'm glad you brought it up because I will see how it fits with our next hour's guest information.
You combine that, for example, I don't know, you probably have read about people, they have certain abilities when they focus, for example, on something combustible, they can set it ablaze. Basically, they can get fire started.
The men who stare at goats.
Well, it's in the same line. Now, you combine that with remote viewing. Projecting
and
energy.
You think that when you combine those two things, that means that remote healing would be possible. So if you can destroy, then you can heal.
Mm-hmm. There could be something to it.
I don't know that the premise is accurate, therefore I don't know that the conclusion is correct.
Well, the way things are developing nowadays, we have to start thinking more and more out of the box. The most impossible things have become possible nowadays through technology.
And I don't disagree with you, and I think the military-industrial complex, the powers that shouldn't be, their technology far surpasses anything that we could ever imagine that the general public knows about. It, you know, it's years and years and years, light years advanced from, more advanced rather, from what we have in the general public. Whether or not that's extraterrestrial brings up a whole different story. But I definitely do acknowledge the fact that there is certain technologies available that are very much ahead of what we might consider to be a reality.
You remember I don't know if you read it in the Bible, it's a time when the Lord and his disciples, they wanted to go to the temple, but they didn't have the temple token. You know, they had to pay in order to go into the temple. So he told one of the disciples, I don't know if it was Peter, to go down to the Sea of Galilee and throw a hook in, and he will catch a fish and cut that fish open, and that fish had exactly the temple token in its belly. What would you call that? Was that a kind of a form of remote viewing?
Well, if it's in the Bible, it must be true.
Well, that's, as I say, I don't, at one time I was questioning a lot of things, but after so many years of things I've gone through, I think generally what's written in the Bible is the ultimate truth.
And Werner, I appreciate your perspective tonight. I'm glad you brought that up preemptively. Maybe you're remote viewing what we're going to get into next hour, so to speak. And we will do so then. Thank you, Werner.
As I say, you know, prime you to ask your guests a few questions.
I appreciate the priming. I like it a lot. We'll be back with hour number two in just moments with our guests, and we'll be talking about these fascinating types of healing.
Show.
With finance.